In today's economy, procurement departments are faced with doing more with less, but still providing the services needed by their customers. Lean thinking can provide the tools and techniques to help make this possible. Hi, I'm Kathleen Ridgely, Distance Learning Coordinator at NIGP. I sat down and spoke with Joseph Scheel, Assistant Professor of Operations Management at Oakland University's School of Business Administration in Rochester, Michigan. He is also the Academic Director of the Pauley Lean Institute in Rochester, Michigan. Thanks for joining us today, Joseph. I wanted to start off by asking you if you could explain the basics of lean thinking.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Lean thinking is not only just a set of tools and techniques aimed at eliminating waste, including goals and process measures used to monitor control results and some standardized yet flexible processes developed to set the stage for process improvement efforts. It's more importantly a thinking and belief system held by people responsible for managing processes, focused on seeing these processes from a value-adding customer's perspective. Lean thinkers are big pictures at heart, and they're constantly looking for new and improved ways to meet both the immediate goals of the departments that they work for, but also the long-term goals and objectives of the organizations that they serve. As an overall approach, it should offer a more sustainable solution to some of the challenges associated with resolving the difficulties that are currently facing public procurement, including how to do more with less and improve the services that they offer to the people that they serve.
What are the applications of lean thinking as it relates to procurement?
Well, I mean, procurement is like any other type of activity in an organization. Is a bunch of people performing processes that are ultimately responsible for trying to accomplish a certain set of goals or objectives. And lean thinking is really a way of looking at processes. So it not only has been successfully applied to many other parts of the organization, but it certainly can be applied to the purchasing or procurement function as a whole as well. So it, anything that anybody is responsible for doing, from posting RFPs, to working with individuals, to specifying needs that need to be met, they're all processes. And so what lean thinking does is it gets the individuals to look at these processes from a customer-centered viewpoint and ultimately tries to improve the way those processes meet those customer needs and objectives. Because it's such a process-based approach, it can really be applied to pretty much anything that purchasing or procurement is responsible for doing.
In what other types of work has lean thinking been applied effectively?
Well, I mean, lean thinking, for the most part, was born in manufacturing settings. But certainly other sectors, public and private, including firms involved in the provision of services, have adapted successfully lean thinking approaches. In the public sector, healthcare organizations are most frequently found to be using lean. Hospitals, for example, have implemented a variety of tools and techniques derived from the lean thinking approaches. You know, there's sales organizations, various other government organizations, including within the public sector itself, have successfully adopted these approaches. There is some evidence to suggest that these approaches need to be modified to some extent if they're going to be applied within the public purchasing or procurement arena. But it's really something that, needs to be taken into consideration when you move forward, because the operating environments within these areas are somewhat different than those within the private sector. That being said, though, for the most part, and the basis of the approach, including the way that the people responsible for applying these techniques, is really a customer-centered way of doing things, focused on improving processes and focused on, for the most part, taking fat and converting it to muscle, so to speak, in these processes that they perform. They most certainly can be adapted and applied and used to successfully improve the way that services are being provided.
Do you think procurement has the ability to lead lean thinking in their government agency?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, lean thinking is in a particularly unique situation in that it is in contact with pretty much every department within an organization, and as such is in a perfect position to set the example for other groups and other people and show them through the better practice or through the application of lean thinking that, in fact, services can be improved. And it doesn't have to mean people elimination. It's waste elimination and value creation. So it's about demonstrating to the rest of the organization that this as an approach is a practical means by which to improve service effectiveness, and especially when making decisions and meeting customer needs.
What kind of parting comments would you like to provide the audience about lean thinking and how it relates to procurement?
Well, I'd have to say that we have to remember that those involved in lean thinking have to think like customers, not like gatekeepers. Lean thinking requires us to look at what we do from the customer's perspective, not ours. In other words, procurement must look at their processes from the outside in, and by understanding the value-adding process from the customer's view, I think they can discover what customers are seeing and feeling, and then with this knowledge, would be in a better position to identify areas where they can add more value and then improve things from a customer's perspective.
Thank you for your time and insights today, Joseph. I really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you, Kathleen.
For more information about lean thinking, check out the August-September 2009 issue of GoPro Magazine, where you can find more details about lean thinking and how it can work for your department. You can find GoPro articles in the membership section of NIGP's website.